What is the diagnosis?
Yeah.
And a short diagnosis. After about 10 seconds, I want to know if I'm going to live or if I'm going to die. So I need you to give me a short diagnosis. Are we going to live or die? And what is the chronic and or resolvable condition?
The times we're in right now, and thank you for the invitation to be on the panel this morning. The times that we're in right now give us the perfect opportunity to make material change. You know, you go to Carl's shop and it's about continuous improvement, right? Rhode Island hasn't had much improvement over the last couple decades. We've been trying to keep what we've had, and there hasn't been that step forward in the right direction. Let me give you a few stats to put things in perspective of how I think how easily a change can be had. In Rhode Island, picture the Dunkin' Donuts Center. I should call it the Civic Center, but picture the Dunkin' Donuts Center full, 12,000 people. Okay? In Rhode Island, there's 12,000 tax returns that pay almost half of the tax bill directly. And that's on a base of 500,000 tax returns. So a little more than 2% of the returns are paying half of the bill, and it's those households.
Symptoms. Those are symptoms. What's the diagnosis?
And it's those.
This is a radio show, in part. What's the diagnosis?
It's those households that make the major decisions about what's going to happen in our economy. We've been losing sections out of the Civic Center, out of the Dunkin' Donuts Center. People, as the governor said, vote with their feet. Capital goes where it's treated the best. There's 50,000 small businesses in Rhode Island. 50,000. Almost every one of those small businesses do not file a corporate tax return. They file a personal return. But they have to file a corporate return, an LLC or a subchapter S corporation return, and pay a minimum tax of $500. What message are we sending to those small business owners that are the backbone of our economy? You have to pay a fee to file a form. Okay? 1 second.
Well, you feel the panic because you haven't answered the question. What is the diagnosis?
The diagnosis is a lot of pain. The answer is we need to send a message to small business that if every one of those 50,000 small businesses hires one more person, think of this, one more person, our unemployment rate would drop from 10% to 5%, and we'd be the leader in the country with the best rate of employment. Okay? So it's a matter of stimulating that small business leader in our state. Who's the small business person? Drive down the road here, the bakery, the restaurant, the barber shop. It's the lifeblood of Rhode Island. We need to get to that business and say, we're user-friendly for you. We don't want to be oppressive to you when it comes to taxes, to regulation, and all the other nonsense that we throw at a small business. And we want to invite them, obviously, to risk more money, to make more money. And how do they do that? They obviously have more people working.
Okay, now, here's the situation. I'm really going to be pissed off I didn't go to the golf course. If I don't get some, if you can go a long time, we can come back here, but this is just a little group to practice on if you're going to run for governor. Don't come on my show and answer a question without listening to the answer. Do not give me an answer without listening to the question. I want to know what the diagnosis is. You just told me about the symptoms and how you're going to cure a couple of symptoms. So think about that, Treasurer. All due respect. By the way, you invite me to these things, it's not necessarily going to be polite. And I happen to really admire Frank. Know that. In fact, everybody in this panel is a great citizen. But they've got to answer the damn question. Johnny,